There are three candidates in the race for regional chair in this community. Ken Sealing, who's the only person to have ever held the position since it was created 33 years ago, is retiring. Karen Redman, Yan Dai, and our next guest, Rob Deutschman, have entered the race for regional chair. Mr. Deutschman, it's always good to have you on the show. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Mike, always a pleasure to be on the show. Is that my theme music? Can I take that? Or what?
You're welcome to it. I think you might have to pay royalties to producer Paulie, though. After a term as mayor of North Dumfries and then a term away, why get back into the political arena?
Well, you know, Mike, it goes back to how I view politics. To me, it's not an occupation. It's not your vocation, but it's something you want to do. It's like public service, right? And when I first ran for mayor of North Dumfries back then, we were dealing with a community center, which was pretty near and dear to my heart. And I was concerned about what was happening there. And out of that whole experience, I became concerned about the level of engagement we had with our local township, our local government, and the community, and wanted to do something different and something that I thought could be better. And during the 4 years, I thought we, you know, set ourselves on that path and achieved quite a bit. And so I felt what I wanted to do was done. Now, 4 years away, and, you know, we've interacted from time to time over those 4 years talking about community issues and stuff. So I've always stayed engaged and interested. And taking a look at now that Ken has decided to step aside, and I'm all praise for the work that Ken has done. Great person, and I love him to death. And I think he's done a great job for our community. But now the baton is being passed on. And so I'm saying to myself, what is the next level that we have to bring the region to? What has to be done with that baton to move it forward? And that's where, after engaging in a month-long community dialogue with various people, I decided that there is a way and a path that I want to take the region with that baton. And that's why I'm running, because I feel that, and you can see it on my website at robforchair.ca. It's laid out my policy reflections and where I think we should be going. And it's my basic theme is moving forward together, because I'm concerned that while we still have a lot of prosperity growth in our community, the whole concept of the rising tide lifting all boats is not being shared by all. And that's really my goal, is to try and help those that are not enjoying that prosperity, to get them that boat, to allow them to rise with the tide, so to speak. So that might be all a bit convoluted, Mike. I'm sorry, but it's just, you know, it's a growing process, and it's something that's been developing over the past month and a half, and something I feel passionately about.
So is that to say then, Rob, that poverty would be a top priority for you as regional chair?
Yeah, when I say not everyone's enjoying the prosperity, poverty is, you know, the first thing a lot of people will think of. But improvement in the community and sharing in prosperity means different things to everybody at all ends of the economic spectrum, okay? We think of definitely poverty and the work that's done, like, for example, discretionary benefits. When I was on regional council, I worked strongly with the rest of the councillors to ensure that we upped our game and provided more funding for discretionary benefits to help people. But as I say on my website, it reflects differently for everyone. So, for example, it's the addict who needs perhaps the safe injection site to get a to be able to inject safely. It could be even a tech company in our community that would like to see their software being used in our community rather than outside our community. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's different things for different people. It's from an economic perspective, it's someone getting a better job, a better paying job, for example. That's not necessarily a poverty issue. It could be a middle income person obtaining a better job. It's that sort of thing that within our region, where there is a broad spectrum of prosperity in there, are people experiencing it to the level that they could be? And so it's providing the opportunities that would allow for that to happen for everyone. So it's different things for everyone, but definitely poverty. Affordable housing is a key issue, absolutely a key issue. The safe injection site or the safe consumption site, a key issue going forward in the next 4 years that we really have to deal with. And, you know, it's interesting, Mike, when I was having this month-long conversation with people in the community, one of the things that came up when I dealt with met with some of the social service agencies was the issue of addictions, that we don't have enough addiction services. And it was really the first time I'd heard that But really, that's become an issue that you're starting to hear more and more about when Chief Larkin is talking about policing and concerns in the community and what needs to be done in dealing with a drug problem. And enhanced addiction services in our community is something that's also important that is screaming out needs to be taken care of better.
How important, in your opinion, Rob, is transportation and the ways that we get around in this community? Phase two of LRT, for an example.
Well, phase two of LRT, first of all, my view on phase two of LRT is it shouldn't go ahead unless we have full funding. We absolutely cannot take on more debt with respect to LRT. And, you know, I've often posed this question, but, you know, I know there's a phase three that's talked about. I mean, it's interesting that we're heading down to Cambridge. If you talk to some of the transportation advocates, some of them might say that that's not even the best use of our funds, with respect to transportation, is heading it down to Cambridge. But, you know, that was sort of a commitment that was made to take it from the north end of Waterloo to the south end of Cambridge. But if we're not having full funding, if we can't get full funding from the upper levels of government, then I don't see it moving forward. We cannot. We have to get our financial house, keep it in order. We've got a great AAA credit rating, and they've done a fantastic job. But the debt, the interest on that debt, is causing a squeeze on services in our community, and we have to be very cautious about that. We need to build reserves, and we need to ensure that we're managing the debt level.
How much would you rely on that experience you've already had as a regional councillor? Obviously, when you were mayor of North Dumfries, you sat around that horseshoe at 150 Frederick Street. How important is that experience?
I think the experience is very important. However, I'm not going to say, for example, I know, Jan Daly doesn't have regional council experience. And I just want to say that in this race, any of the three people who are candidates, I would be comfortable, obviously with myself, but even if the other two were regional chair, I'd be comfortable with any of them because I've worked with Jan Daly when we were in the GRCA together. But I think that experience at regional council is important, but he's had council experience. So from that perspective, I think we're all at Edom with respect to that.
Are you surprised that Michael Harris didn't enter for regional chair?
I think Michael Harris, I don't want to get on that topic too much. I mean, he's made his decision, and I think that that's a good decision that he's made. I can understand that decision to get some experience at the regional level, but he also mentioned, I'm confident that he would have been an excellent regional chair as well. I think from what I read, and I don't know Michael personally, but from what I read, he referenced private business or working in industry as well, and so what running as a regional councillor provides him with an opportunity to gain that experience as on region, still contribute to the community, which obviously he has a passion for, and I can understand that. Anytime you're a politician for whatever period of time, when you're not a politician any longer, you really, you know what, Mike, from my experience as mayor of North Dumfries Township, you don't realize from a municipal level how much you can impact your community. And it is, by and large, a wonderful experience to be able to assist and help your community and to do the best you can. And working with the other councillors, that's one of the other nice thing about municipal politics. And I think Michael Harris will come to really appreciate this, is when you're at the table, there is no party politics. You are making your decision based on what you believe to be best for the community, and you're reaching, you know, working with other people. This is almost like reaching across the aisle, but you're not really. You're working collectively together to come up with what you think is the best for the common, for the common good for everyone. And I think Michael, if he's elected, will find that he'll appreciate the municipal experience even more than the provincial experience.
Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but would you look at this role as longer than a one-term role?
Well, I've said, if you go on my website, I talk about term limits, and I believe it should be a two-term role, and I've also said that it shouldn't be any longer than two terms. I think that the regional chair position is the one position that can really open up other positions and openings down below. So, for example, you know, Ken has stepped aside. Now you have Karen running, and that's opened up a potential spot on regional council for somebody. You need that renewal to happen in a community. And I just feel that there are more benefits to having change. And a lot of organizations, you know, have people for short terms. For example, Cambridge and North Dumfries Hydro, you can only be a director for 8 years. GRCA, you can only chair the GRCA for 5 years. There's that renewal and that comes with having new people and new ideas, and I think that's a benefit.
Rob, appreciate the time. I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to talk again, and best of luck in the race for regional chair.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate the time. Anytime. It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be, you know, it's transformational. I call it Waterloo Regional 2.0, and everyone should really get attuned to what's happening because this is going to set a new direction for our community for a long period of time.
From your lips. Thanks again, Rob.
Take care, Mike.
You too. Bye-bye. Rob Deutschman, one of three candidates for regional chair. And I love that last statement, truly. You want to call it Waterloo Region 2.0, which, you know, is actually fairly apt considering, again, that Ken Sealing has been the only person to hold the chair's position to this point. This will be, in many ways, a transformational election. The region's top political job will land in new hands for the first time ever. And we talked yesterday on the show about the rather awful municipal election turnout in our community. A low of 27% in Kitchener and Cambridge, up to about 40% in some of the townships, and Waterloo kind of in the middle, around 35% turnout. But it's really, quite frankly, a sad state when we have so few people deciding to cast a ballot in a municipal election. Maybe we do with the added level of intrigue of the open race for regional chair this year, get a little bit more in the way of turnout. I do hope that you are energized by the ideas being expressed and the campaign that lies ahead for this community. I'd love to see much higher numbers at the polls. But because we got into the conversation with Rob again as well, and I think he touches on a good point when it comes to a term limit, at least at the chair's level, and if there were two terms for a chair and then somebody else on council takes the opportunity to perhaps win that role, leaving open a seat on the council, there is some built-in succession planning almost. I am supportive of term limits. I might even be, in fact, I think I am supportive of them even at the councillors' level. Rob mentioned hydro. I was a board member for the Kitchener Public Library. So this is a volunteer board within the city as the umbrella organization. And you can only do it for 2 terms, 8 years. That's all you can do as a volunteer for a board within the city. And yet, councillors or mayors can stay on until they are no longer elected or until they stop asking to be elected. I think that I would be in favor of term limits. So since it came up in that conversation with Rob Deutschman, one of our candidates for regional chair, I wonder how you feel about the idea. Should there be term limits? Municipally, provincially, federally? Anywhere? Not at all? I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on the Mike Farwell Show. 519-570-2545, star 570, and 1-800-570-5715. This is 570 News and Rogers TV.
Make